This guy really did not want the cops to identify him. Police in Lee County, Florida, pulled over 20-year-old Kinsey Russell last week when they spotted him in a stolen Mercedes. He wasn't super cooperative, and they found what they thought were three fake IDs on him. And so they really wanted to know, you know, who he was. They didn't know. And Kinsey, he really wanted to keep it that way. After they arrested him and put him in the back of the cop car, he started trying to chew off his own fingerprints. But even though he, you know, bloodied and mangled all 10 fingers, he didn't do it very thoroughly, I guess, because they were able to run at least enough of his prints to get a match anyway. I mean, can you imagine? They probably had to staunch the blood flow and then quickly dip the fingers in the ink and ew.
That would suck.
Yeah. So when they positively identified him, they found out that he had two felony warrants for aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. So now he's facing a ton of charges, ranging from grand theft auto to giving false identification to law enforcement, and he has got chewed fingers.
But they'll grow back. The skin will grow back. He'll be fine.
I guess. Ew.
Right?
Can you imagine?
Or will he have a bunch of scar tissue on his fingers?
I know it, and maybe they won't be able to. I don't know.
I don't know how that works.
He was devoted to the identity thing.
Hey, doctor, call us up and let us know. If you chew your fingertips off, would that eliminate your fingerprints identification forever? Or would, does
or
that
do they grow back?
Back? That
yeah, work? That's an interesting question.
That'll be the 8 o'clock question.
Okay.
Hey. No, it's not.